Watch, UN envoy horrified by killing of Palestinian terrorist, sends heartfelt condolences to family. By Deborah Brand on December 4, 2022. A top UN official on Saturday was reprimanded by Israel after saying he was horrified by the killing of the Palestinian stabber, and referred to a terror attack carried out by the dead man as a scuffle. UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Tor Wensland, also sent heartfelt condolences to the family of Amar Mifel, who was killed after multiple attempts at killing Jewish Israelis. Mifel first tried to break into an Israeli couple's car with a rock in the town of Hara, near the West Bank city of Nablus, but the driver turned out to be an off-duty IDF officer, who shot and wounded Mifel. Mifel then ran at a nearby border police officer and stabbed him in the face. Another border police officer intervened and tried to detain Mifel, as two other Palestinians attempted to pull him free. Mifel then attempted to grab the second officer's automatic weapon, which fell to the ground. The officer shot and killed him with a handgun. Graphic footage of the scene, below, was circulating on social media. Wensland later tweeted he was horrified by today's killing of a Palestinian man, Amar Mifel, during a scuffle with an Israeli soldier. My heartfelt condolences to his bereaved family. Such incidents must be fully, and, promptly investigated. And, those responsible held accountable, Wensland wrote. Foreign Ministry spokesman Emmanuel Nishon blasted Wensland over the tweet, calling it a total distortion of reality. This incident is a terror attack, in which an Israeli policeman was stabbed in his face and the life of another police officer was threatened, and consequently he shot his assailant. This is not a scuffle, this is a terror attack. Nishon added. The Palestinian Authority slammed Israel for what it called the cold-blooded killing of Mifel and called on the international community to protect the defenseless Palestinian people. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell also lamented the tragic killing of Mifel. Such unacceptable facts must be investigated and there must be full accountability. Under international law, lethal force is only justified in situations in which there exists a serious and imminent threat to life. Last week, UN Special Rapporteur on Palestine, Francesca Albanese, told an audience at a Hamas-organized event, "You have a right to resist Israel."